We are Soul Asylum, and you delve in a moment with song, poetry, flower hour. Hello, everybody in this world. We have a special edition of this program, specially dedicated to Big Verge, an artist who is really underrated and is seemingly missing at the moment. Haven't heard from him for a while, and we hope he emerges at some point in time, but they suspect that he has passed away. However, wherever he is, and his spirit remains with us in his music, and this podcast is dedicated to him. And to all those who are fleeing war and are in hardships, my heart goes out to you. And we also dedicate our love to you and to all of you out there who are struggling. Thank you for listening. This venue has been brought to you by allpoetry.com. And we hope you enjoy the show. Thank you very much for listening.
Industry. So, exactly what is the industry? A place for sheep to bleat, or somewhere for the weak to claim that they sound sweet? Real art is rarely seen within the industry because of these sheep who choose to be meek, so therefore do not speak on how they're made to be. Puppets like the Muppets who act like crabs in buckets, while those who choose to speak the truth are seen as crews who can't be used. I guess because they won't be used to play the fool when they've been schooled. The truth is, it's exclusive to be someone whose music gets to be included in being seen as grooving. They're seen as being artists when they hit profit margins, when all they've done is bargain to get their music charted. Producers too be cooling on artistry that's movements are challenging and prudent. They'd rather be producing for music that's recouping big bucks for sounding stupid. And artists who be choosing to do music that's proving that artistry is losing. It's really quite incredible what they'll do, because it's sellable. Setting up their schedule to work on instrumentals that clearly earn them medals for stooping to low levels. And nowadays the lyrical is seen as being dismissible because it's clearly not what the industry wants. So this verse here is critical to the industry's umbilical, because its core does not enforce those whose creativity is made to feed the industry. If your art's made for wealth, you need to check yourself and recognize the hell that comes for souls who sell. The devil has lived well off industry-type smells. So those who now complain about the game today should recognize their place upon the wall of shame before saying what they say, because the role they've played has shown how they've enslaved the artistry they claim to be their inspiration for making their creations. If money is your price for devoting your time to creating art that's fine and unique by design, then recognize the line that you cross every time you choose to make the music that you say keeps polluting our new creative minds, and run away from movements where art defines improvements because of what it chooses to deal in more than looseness. And artistry that's coolness comes from being toothless. I guess they'll say this piece of art comes from a place that's way too dark, so won't get a pass to climb up the charts and shine like a star. Okay, blah-de-blah, these industry farts really make me laugh, but these words impart a real verse that pierces through them and weak hearts. From producers to rappers to singers and actors, one day you'll need answers for what you have done. Don't play that you're dumb when it comes to your stunts. You're just proving how weak that you truly be by sowing the seeds that feed thee. Industry. rap, but how many people can say they do that? Many white staff, the huffs with no puff. Others white staff, the hits like a cuff. So, which do you prefer? Poetry or rap? Let's take a sec and look into that. Aren't they the same? As the saying goes, what's in a name? What makes them different? Does anyone know? Well, here's one thing, their rates of pay. Rappers get millions for things that they say. Which poet gets that at the end of the day? This doesn't seem very fair to me. Rappers use a tune to flow poetry, but many don't help our societies. Of course some do, and that is cool, but many get paid for acting the fool. That's not cool. They need to be schooled in how to make moves before they drown in their new swimming pool. But poets don't help themselves sometimes. Can't a poet be good if they utilize rhyme to say things that unsettle weak minds? Why talking about humanity's crimes? That's the way I'm now inclined, even though this route has got landmines. Poetry or rap? Poetry or rap? Say no more, cause I ignore those who clearly keep the score. So, poetry or rap, we're back to that. They are the same, and that's a fact. I'm making a case for raising the face of poets who talk about today to ensure that they can get the pay that makes them hit tomorrow's front page. Just like rappers when they rage and end up in a prison, caged. Would poets ever be this way? It's clear they are, cause rap's the same, which means that a rapper is merely a poet with a different name. Do I have to say those words again? Well, here they come. Poetry or rap? Poetry or rap? Come on people, use your brains. Poets have to share the blame for using art to bring them fame instead of raising poetry's aim, the usage of words to elevate brains or minds. You see? What's in a name? Sorry, I've gone back again. Let's move on to the question, chaps. Poetry or rap, we should look back. Shelley or Keats or rhymes to a beat, both are forms of poetry. As are these, Dylan, Simone, Marley to Ali. And what the hell, yes, even me have used this art called poetry. From blues to calypso to jazz-laden beats, all have been touched by some great poetry. See, poetry could even be as obscure as this, a sports victory. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Words of Ali's were true poetry, just like his fights when he was at his peak. He used poetry when he chose not to speak, cause Ali in motion was something to see. So what was the question? Yes, poetry or rap? Or for you hip-hoppers, rappers or MCs? Come on people, please, I'm with KRS, I prefer MCs. Those who in truth master ceremonies. That's something I hope to one day achieve. A day when the masses know my poetry. Call it what you want, they're one and the same. Don't fall in the trap of issuing names or giving out caps, cause there isn't a difference between poetry and rap. Poetry or rap? Poetry or rap?
Are something that's bred from a need to connect to where love transcends. The arrival of children shows beauty in them, because a motherly glow is something to behold. No makeup or clothes, words that I quote can truly define how young mothers' vibes shine bright like sunshine. The beauty in them is pure innocence and yes, sexiness, but it's not how they look, it's about how they look. When you are the one they want to indulge in cooking up food where love sets the groove. And rejection of stress is their daily bread. The beauty in them, simply how they move, whether in high-heeled boots or the flattest of shoes. Some of them have glutes that make some men lose themselves in their splendor. These women make fellas act like they are vendors of love and much more, and that is for sure. Their beauty sometimes just comes can't be defined when they have strong minds and stronger behinds. Excuse that last line. It's just how I like to express how their beauty can be so damn fine. But beauty, as said, runs deeper in them. When age doesn't matter and isn't a factor in wanting to natter, because of the data they bring forth in chatter that's wiser than hatters. And they cook up platters so sweet, man get fatter. Their beauty fills chapters of books where they cook much more than good food. It's the things that they do that lighten your mood. A smile or a note that's left in your coat that proves you're the bloke who they want to hold both daytime and night. Whether girlfriend or wife, they'll stand by your side, whatever the plight. Even when fights make for rocky rides, they make things alright, sometimes with a smile, a kiss or a hug. Cause their beauty is love that requires no drugs to be the right stuff. I'm glad I had time with one in my life whose beauty was like a ray of sunshine. I still see the beauty in women, oh yes. So these words are duly a simple poem that's helped me express to mothers and daughters from every last quarter that I must confess that there isn't much like the beauty in them. The beauty in them. I pride myself in being way above the average Joe with average flows, the average bloke who sniffs that coat, the average fella whose lust for cheddar makes him the type of breader who is a bad good fella. But is being average all that bad? I guess not if you choose to live a simple life with an average wife, an average job, with an average boss, when being the average may just cost or even damage your chances of having a job where you manage, like those who fly high, you know, corporate types. You get more than your average slice of the pie. You know I'm right. Their average is seen to set up the price for miscarriages and financial lies. Stocks and bonds that they make off as if their name was Bernie Madoff. Now that's not your average rhyme scheme, son. It's the type that's above all this ignorant stuff. Lyrics that trigger all types of loose scripture from figures now bigger than Hollywood pictures. Are they above average? I guess so, because damn it, their cash flow is massive. While the average wage for most artists, I say, unlike these big stars, is way below par for the efforts we make to keep our art real in the things we relate. The average today embraces what's fake and gives them top pay for being that way. Such ways have now made the game somewhat strange. If you now choose to write more than average, try. What do people say? Man, you're just too lyrical for average type brains. Is there such a thing? I must be too critical for heads who now don't think, because they're weak like the link. You see, averages claim much more than you think. Like thinking, believe. These days it now seems that being the average is claiming psyches. By this I mean people don't want to receive a level of thinking that's beyond TV or challenging speech that's artistically free and speaks reality. Unless it's conceived by some marketing team for some celebrity whose life's far from average. So what does it mean when people now follow the types who achieve high levels of fame for not being, you say? Do you get what I'm saying? Contractually chained like modern day slaves. 12 years ain't enough to average my pain. It's clear the new average is slaving for pay, as well as now playing a role to get paid or running some average lines to get laid. These average bays with their average brains are far from the average nowadays. But to me, that's not average. That's crazy and strange. But that's just my view. I guess that's the end of this poem that's cooked a whole lot of visions, from sex to big crooks to winners like Bolt, who having won gold has proven to masses that he, like the verse that comes from Big Verge, when it's well observed, is way above average. 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 critics. The critics are
the enemy.
So, what is it that makes them think they can criticize things you choose to bring, like logical thoughts that exhibit more than being a sheep who follows the wheat?
The enemy.
They're rarely objective when it comes to collectives who they choose to break bread with, because their objectives are rarely objective. In fact, they're selective when it comes to perspectives that embrace the subjective. I guess sometimes within my rhymes and thought designs that such insights reflect my life, but truth be told, I don't think so. See, within my scripts, critiques take licks, so aren't welcome in critical gums. I'm no Sherlock,
the enemy,
but undo not, because my mind is not consigned to living life as if I'm blind when I've got sight. I have a strong mind, so I have no time to listen to lines that don't sound right.
The enemy.
Can't take critique verge for a man of words who speaks on the world. That seems a little perverse.
The enemy.
Okay, are you done? Because I ain't the one to hit with attacks that dismiss facts. Facts like this: when you see how I live, do you see me enlist and then persist with things that clearly do not fit, like lyrics and scripts that make no sense or arguments that then resist logical collections of suitable directions? Unlike critics,
the enemy,
who like to criticize just to stress the minds of those whose vibe ain't down with lies, I deal in truth, while they tend to choose airing views that when perused are filled with abuse they shouldn't infuse, rather than deal with the artistry that they're supposed to critique.
The enemy.
Impartially. Criticisms have made quite a few give in before their beginnings because of abuse some critics have written. It's the same old same, whatever the game. The game of connecting without then infecting connections with infections that then impede progression.
The enemy.
Leaders now are mostly foul and are being criticized because of what they hide. The guise of being wise and directing people's lives as if their slice of life does not have things to hide.
The enemy.
Too many people hide behind other people's lives. These people are the types who don't like to be criticized. I'm glad that my life doesn't toe such lines.
The enemy.
My line now is that y'all are right. So right now, I'll just write my scripts and construct rhymes that simply are artistic when it comes to life and what is said by critics. Aha. The critics. The critics are
the enemy.
The critics. The critics are
the enemy.
The critics are
the enemy.
The Black James Bond.
Now, don't get me wrong, I rate Sean Connery as the best ever Bond, but there's not been a
Black James Bond.
I'm up for it and do insist that I should write the story using scripts in rhyme. Please move along, Mr. Brosnan, I'm coming through, Big Verge, Black Bond. I'm lyrically slick with all the chicks, and trust in this, when my trousers they unzip, I'm packing a gift that'll make them lick and open up their pretty lips. Now, Q would need to have equipped an Aston with enough music. iPod play 1,000 gig, I'm moving with a heavy stack, so girls would end up on their back. My policy would simply be to breed enough seed, enough to grow a 00 tree. Now, as for my identity, no 007 or 003, just 00 me, Big Verge, believe, or better still, 00 ladies. I'm joking, I'd be 00V. I'd have the coolest weaponry, guns that I wouldn't have to aim, the Black James Bond and David Blaine. Trousers that could hold a gap, they'd have the girls, and that's a fact. My missions would be strictly women, from the end back to beginning. Evil men just cause problems, so 0010, you're assigned to them. Okay, there's Shaft and Action Jackson, but don't get me wrong, I'd rather be Bond, because Bond's connections are too strong. Yes, the British Secret Service, what a team, their cash flow's sweet like good ice cream. No money worries, every night a different sight, and yes, a different pair of thighs, feminine eyes, that's no surprise. See, now I'm Bond, every girl says yes when I say it's time for bed. I should just mention, I'm a dread, dreadlock Bond, fit true, come on, who'd suspect that I'd protect the world from future Dr. No. See, even as Bond, my wordplay flows. I'm telling you, I'd be so cool, you know I groove in tailored suits, Savile Row to Tokyo, Mr. Moore just had to go. I'm 00V, so fix me up, bro, you know, neatly. No cameras, please, I'm glad you like my rap CD. I've got to go, there's Octopussy,
the Black James Bond.
I'm Bond, hell yeah, I would MC. Eminem would change careers quickly because fans of his would now cheer me. I'm the Black James Bond, folks. Don't you see? Yes, 00V. The coolest dude to walk the streets. Guns for free, enough money, weaponry and hot lady. Life would simply be a dream. Wake up, you fool. It's poetry.
The Black James Bond.
Okay, okay. But that's the way my role would go. I'd save the world and chill at home. But truth be known, you know I'd never be alone. I'd have lots of company. My 00 seeds, 00 Junior, 00 Marley. And yes, of course, 00 BB. Come on, you know, 00 Black Bond. I'm a fan of Moore, Connery and Brosnan. But none of them. Believe, not one. Not even Denzel Washington could play the role with more aplomb than me. Big Verge, the Black James Bond.
The Black James Bond. I'm Bond, hell yeah. 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 Simple things, yeah. Too much of this murder and killing going on right about now, because as far as I'm concerned, this is like wake up time, folks. It's happening more and more regularly, closer and closer to home. Time for people to wake up and preach something different. So, you know, I'm gonna talk about this idea of murder, 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 and kill, kill, kill.
Don't know about you, but I've had my fill. Life may be a film, but did she have to kill Bill? Sometimes we're better off when we swallow bits of pills. But that should apply to, yes, all of us. Especially old Bill. How come they seem to still walk streets when they go on their killing sprees? Leaving broken families, they're not offering excuses. Please. Don't like their cheats or policies, and now don't trust the Met Police. But murders happen everywhere. I wonder, do you people care? Or are you clones of Tony Blair? Sorry, folks, do those words scare or make your neck stand up with hair? Well, right now, folks, you'd best prepare, because people now will strip you bare. No boo-boo and no Yogi Bear. Just killing crews of angry youth. But watch the news, our elders too are doing things they should not do. I hear the cry, but this is life, or shooting guns and using knives, in my opinion, isn't right.
Murder, murder, murder. Kill, kill, kill. Murder, murder, murder. Kill, kill, kill. Murder, murder, murder. Kill, kill, kill. Murder, murder, murder. Kill, kill, kill.
We're in dark times with fading lights. So what's the point of stupid fights over what? A money prize, or yes, you know, a pair of thighs, or even worse, a chemical high. Well, as the saying goes, what goes up must come down, like bodies when they hear gun sounds. Highs and lows while blood now flows, which goes to show that people now don't wanna know about these things. Needless killings, until they get to feel the sting, while idiots bling and pop stars, yes, attempt to sing. How many die and lose their lives? Then charity comes with solutions. It's a little late when someone's gone. It's sickening, all this killing. So let's go further into murder. What about war? Who's keeping score of those murdered on foreign shores? What is it they murder for? Death toll soar while blood now pours. It's time to stop these pointless wars.
Murder, murder, murder. Kill, kill, kill. Murder, murder, murder. Kill, kill, kill. Murder, murder, murder. Kill, kill, kill. Murder, murder, murder. Kill, kill, kill.
Wars aren't used to keep the peace. They need to check their history. They're used to reduce unity, divide and conquer. Don't you see? War has set some people free. But life is not a war movie. Things like these make some believe that guns are things that people need. They tend to be the ones who go on killing sprees because of things they see on screens. Trust me, folks, that's not a joke. Some people let these images soak deep inside their minds. And then they find themselves resigned to leaving a trail of death behind. The youth now die in petty fights, and many now will cross the line and take a life. You know I'm right, don't try to fight and ignore things within your sight. I hope you rest easy at night and never face someone who killed to fill their plate. Like me, I hope you've had your fill and trust in love. Not pounds or US dollar bills, and never, ever murder, 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 or kill, kill, kill. That girls and guys who behave like chumps like to play Mitch Green and beat me to the punch, where my lyrical flows cause damage to bones like a young Roy Jones. You see, they're clearly blind and out of their minds to think that they punch harder than my lines. Lines refined and designed through rhyme to lyrically shine and knock out minds whose punches light. In fact, their stunts come like that dark. But Donald gets trumped when my lyrical runs, cause I phases it stuns when it runs with drums and bass that bumps, because it hits like Tyson's fist. So punches big frames all over the place and penetrates way above its weight. Cruiser to bruiser like heavyweights from Arlie's day back to JJ. That's right, Jack Johnson causing his problems. Or maybe like Shavers, Foreman or Frazier, a body smasher. When I punch with more stature than Margaret Thatcher, that's right, I'm the boss of Krypton Factors. Punching with matter that leaves heads shattered because of the platter of lyrics that batter like tropical storms. Because when I punch like a swarm of locusts so potent that they fly like an ocean up in the sky. Can you visualize what that feels like? Constantly pounded by punches surrounding and constantly hounding. Fools who be drowning when I get to sounding my views from high mountains. Punch. Punch. Lyrically peaking with punch that has meaning beyond the weak leanings of most people's bleating. So, y'all know the score. A lyrical war with Big Verge means you'll fall to a place where your stunts, once and for all, are hidden from view and not seen anymore. While my punches force people to applaud when you're left on the floor trying to crawl like Burbick, you're hurting, having lost when the war dislocated your jaw. My punches have purpose and have people nervous because their intention is to teach those harsh lessons. To head to be stressing as well as attempting to prove that they're tough when they lack the staff that gives them the strength that my mental presents. Because just like Neo, I'm the lyrical one whose use of verse stuns because it has punch. 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 Bulletproof. Well, wouldn't you know it? Bulletproof flows that clearly show that it's really not wise to try to derive my poetic lines and bulletproof rhymes. Bulletproof logic that's not microscopic when it comes to the nonsense that is now evolving like guns keep revolving that now need stopping because they're still clocking. Coppers whose bullets keep giving shootings and crooked conclusions that need big improvements and undoubted proof that it's us who needs vests when we encounter them. That's right, I mean the feds. You see, it's bulletproof truth that I'm feeding you rather than the fake news that's now being used like bullets and blaze on display today. It's bulletproof rage that hits my page when it comes to the way that the media play the same old game of claiming dismay when it's way too late to save young brains who've met their fate before they've reached or seen old age. Or seen old age. Bulletproof. yes, because what I write does not embrace lies or writing rhymes just to get recognized as one of the guys who face bullets, because the lies they spread, the defended hairs who use plenty of lead to leave them dead. I could be next. Well, so far not yet. I'm not afraid of death, which is why I'll stand by the things I've expressed in my poems, because their defense is bulletproof, yes. Truth and facts that are exact send the hacks back to their pack of wolves who shoot like dudes whose aim is lame, so are bound to lose if they try to shoot my wordplay down like those in suits of government clowns. And that ain't no joke, I may end up broke, but my use of prose will always show a style that's dope like cocaine, folks. So now you know why this piece of prose is one that proves that when it comes to the verse I use, it's cool and true. And one other thing, it's bulletproof.
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 I'm a bulletproof poet.
Bulletproof. Well, wouldn't you know it?
I'm a bulletproof poet.
Bulletproof.
I'm a bulletproof poet.
Bulletproof.
I'm a bulletproof poet.
Bulletproof. Well, wouldn't you know it? Ill when it comes to my will, I lyrically kill, well I hope not kill, but willfully build verse that instill untouchable levels of using your mental stenciled, penciled, mental rhymes, kinda like untouchable guys when it comes to the mic. Me? Well indeed, some do believe that I flow my rhymes alright. Now that's a humble line, untouchably designed to let you decide if I flow like Mike, Air Jordan like. Well one thing I'll claim is that my wordplay deserves a place in halls where fame only hold what's great. Untouchable.
Untouchable.
But skin on the mic is not a claim I choose to make, because untouchable names deserve such praise in how they're viewed, and that's the truth. I'm untouchable, yeah, just like Jeru, because I walk through where darkness rules, but move too cool for untouchable crews to want to pull their tools and abuse, because they knew Big Verge is cool and untouchable, dude.
Untouchable.
Because I choose to just hang loose, even when violence is used, because of moves untouchably crude, where ignorance moves to feeding fuse. I rise above, so do not touch the ignorant, because in truth they're untouchable too, because of how their energy sound, far too loud for me to receive, because like thieves, they feed deceit and robbery of things I keep untouchable, like the way my chi denies these fiends a chance of getting too close to me. Untouchable is the theme of this piece, because yes, it's true, my poetry is untouchable.
Untouchable.
Untouchable. My poetry is untouchably a way for me to offer you a piece of me, a piece of my heart, and yes, my soul. Now it can get dark like Al Capone, but shows more love than gangster thugs. It's more like Ness when I express, not Elliot or Lock Monster Bread. I'm just blessed with a nest that molds and blends in with finesse. That's me, Big Verge. So my final words, in truth, accept that when it comes to government, their court systems and federal friends, they'll try their best to cause problems. But no matter what they try to pull, my spirit will stay uncrushable. So I'll eternally be untouchable.
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 Dark Knight of a different type, who still fights crime, no nines, just rhymes. Rhymes designed like spider webs to mess with heads, who bring distress when they should be at home sleeping in beds. No friend of theirs whose work defends those gangster sects who deal in death. A hero whose flows dish out them blows that have bad man upon them toes. Yes, I work at night, but when I rise, it's time for guys to recognize their crime designs become benign when this dark night shines like starlight. Because my vibe is down with right. Yes, I am the dark knight of a different type. When wrong belongs inside the strong who don't prolong the use of wrong. Hammering jaws, but I ain't Thor. My style of war is lyrically pure, pure like my cause to capture sword. Did you catch that rhyme? Cause that was raw. I now implore crime lords to pause before I draw their cards of war. And but for heads like Beavis's friends. See, when nights are dark, I hear the hark of those inclined to fight with Stark. Tully, of course, so I'm down with Thor when avenging for sure, but justice is the league I'm in. Green Lantern dim, not when things grim. No calling for the thing when we be clobbering, cause we stand together, brethren forever. But me, I'm clever, so don't get tied, most ties I sever, cause a lot of crime fighters be down for whatever. So me, I box clever as if my name was Floyd Mayweather. Pugilistic endeavors that create pressure and inflict pain that defeats the insane. Yes, I am the Dark Knight of a different type. Brain ain't got game to mess with the strain that my brain retains. Personal pain, loss that remains, kinda like Cain. Not able to refrain from doing what's wrong, cause it feels so strong. The will to fight, the will to die for what I believe in my heart to be right. Meantime, on the side, I got girls who look fly, trying to get time to roll with the Dark Knight. But me, like I say, am a different type. Who foops like Zeus when them bodies them tight? Yes, Lois Lane knows. Cause once I hit Metropolis, she knew Zeus had to go. A kryptonite type flow that proves that my prose makes the ladies wanna roll. But like I said before, yes, I am the Dark Knight of a different type, whose essence is to fight. Fight the crimes of criminal minds whose lust for strife leaves them resigned to miss the signs and see the light that shines on knights like I, who stand for more than being lords of war. We stand for a cause that says to you all, we can do more than be forlorn because of crimes that take innocent lives. Yes, I'm that guy who has no time for nonsense fights or joining tribes, because my life has a singular vibe. I am the Dark Knight.
Now here's the thing, enough young women are now digging for men willing to give everything. Yes, to spook for that ring and a big wedding, but that's the sting. Now it's half, when things go bad, they make me laugh. These stupid men who are quick to get down on one knee to marry them and give money to these cash-hungry money honeys, who are clearly hungry and sting like bees when what they see are masculine dummies. Being masculine is not the draw, it's the sound cha-ching that draws these who. Money for sure goes beyond divorce, it goes to war, killing masses and who. While governments score cash funds and hoard wealth like on monopoly boards, landing here, landing there, buying man in foreign lands to adhere to plans that are more about cash than fighting for the poor who endure these bogus wars. Warlords enforce, enforcement costs, but who gets lost when the big boss starts to drop bombs? The type that lose people like Bruce, dead and buried. When what drops heavy are fears that cash can't move like that. You see, money can buy a great deed in life, it can buy you a home, even buy you a wife. But when it comes to pain and strife, don't be fooled, they don't have a price defined by cash, but can change your life like stocks that crash. Money, wow. Make cash the thing that's more important than your kids or your health. If so, then sell your body and mind, trade if you like. But recognize the type of crime that many find is now the type that's damaging our humankind, where gully type heads feed scullies with death over pounds and pence or dollars and cents, which doesn't make sense. Did you catch what I said? It doesn't make sense. Like money over getting closer to more peeps. Humanity taking the scene. No cash in view, just bartering tools like natural food from grown produce. Now, every man cannot farm land. I
other skills would now pay bills. Mine would be with ink and quill. Poetry that would instill a value system with a vision, one without cash as the prize. Don't you doubt money would die. And here is why. Because people act funny and things can turn ugly when it comes to pursuing this thing we call money. Dissing, just hold your mouth and listen, because it's personal, dude. That's right, my view, so it doesn't have to cater for you. My view is true, isn't always cool, but flows and glows when I write down prose that shows my view of things I go through. By using rhyme to let my view shine, it shines quite bright, even when darker vibes inspire the lines that I find reside within my mind, because my view is filled with hues from panther-type dudes to those in news that don't exude positive values. You know it's true. My view, of course, may differ from you. Like wars and human whores, we all absorb, and that's for sure. Why try to ignore what may be next door, rather than inform so that you're not caught and tortured by sore, because your moves made your view infuse, being unwise and moving askew. So that's right, like fools, you kicked your own butt without a mule. So yep, got screwed like those in schools, now schooled by tools, tools of a trade, where their moves now make news headlines due to all kinds of abuse because of views that have been misused by feds, governments, and the public too. My view of this is, well, okay, cool. If it works for you, then I guess you choose to view the world as good when it's robbed by hoods whose good leaves you with views now aired that clearly scare when they are based on people's place in society, where views are kept under lock and key because quite clearly they lack sobriety. Of those that prove that paying attention ensures that lessons shouldn't be dismissed, because doing such things proves that you're a... Well, my views don't dwell in ignorant vibes within my rhymes. My view's more like a guy who's wise, well, he tries to be. because my view believes that humanity now needs to reach for equality and prosperity that doesn't feed greed and this love for money, but love and peace and more harmony, not just in speech, but actually, in actuality, in our reality, remove tragedies and vanity and live with each other, yes, happily. So yes, it's true, I do have views that may differ from you, but here's some truth that nobody can refute. When it comes to having eyes, just like you, I have two, and they, like my mind, have been the things I've used to formulate my view. My view.
Dedicated to Big Verge. We hope you like the recordings and keep him in your hearts. I will have one last song from him. Runs Through My Mind. Peace and love to all. We'll talk to you soon for another podcast.
Quick question, ladies and gentlemen. Do you ever find that words sometimes keep on running through your mind? Sometimes my rhymes and words are stunning. These days I find my word designs refine and dine just like fine wine. So here's a few to give you clues as to some of the ways my wordplay moves. Wordplay just ridiculous. Volume straight up infinite. Inception is synonymous with Big Verge the eponymous. Conception not inglorious. Bastard, no, erroneous. My use of verse is glorious. In fact, it's meritorious because it's tight, not porous. Chorus? No, because it flows and has no place on talent shows. Talent? Whoa, you better know. What I construct may one day blow a hole in all these shows for hoes. Prostitution? No, not how I roll. Talking of those, no time for coke or yes cocaine, because my nose does not house notes where air should flow. Flows, I got those, quotes the rock boats. Racist places, so many faces. Sometimes my mind defines in faces. I'm just playing and relaying words of verse from the thoughts of Big Verge. My head, it hurts just like my arm, because I write like those who fight and wear the garms of those who choose to, yes, bear arms. Violent? Nah, Big Verge is calm. I'd rather charm, so please be smart before my words get in your clart or your Rassle. Am I Beijing? No, but here's the quote. I'm English born, so know of their scorn, but I'm now reborn with Caribbean views just down the road from my new bedroom on Beijing shores. Not cold, but warm. I'm happier now that I have found a place for myself on my parents' grounds. is Africa next? Well, more or less. So much of this world I haven't seen yet. Girls, that's where this poem ends. So many look fine, but I just can't find one who's down to fool around. A man reverge, the connoisseur of spoken words. I guess that's why I write these rhymes and put in verse words that traverse that I now find. Run through my mind, run through